everybody. Welcome back to Ping. It's episode 143. Do you know 143 back in the days of pagers meant I love you?
Yeah.
The code 143 meant I love you.
Yeah.
Get brighter?
I
might have gotten brighter.
No, I think that when you just say the words I love you, you just perk up.
That's it.
The world exudes.
So anyway, so this is the love episode 143 of Ping.
Love. Exciting and new.
And since you weren't here last
week. I wasn't
week,
here.
You weren't here. Larry was here, who shed his love, but now you're going to give us some of your love. And one of the things that we talked about earlier before the show, so we have these, like, sort of pre-production meetings here on Ping.
Right.
Where you and I sit down a couple hours, usually,
yeah,
before
usually,
we shoot.
Usually I'm here prepping for the show.
Right.
Then Laura comes in and leaves to put on makeup, which she doesn't need.
Right.
And then I throw
in a couple hours.
All the ideas that I've thought
then
of.
Then I come back and steal your ideas.
Right.
And claim them as my own. And one of the ideas that I had this week was that Paul and I should do a Reddit Ask Me Anything.
Right.
Right.
So what a brilliant idea.
That was a really good idea, and I feel that this would, people out there may have questions about you and your personal habits and,
yeah,
and things that you enjoy and,
yep,
and your history.
What would you say you do here?
And we're going to answer all those questions on this Reddit Ask Me Anything
we
chat.
Possibly could do that if the Niners want it.
If the Niners want it.
Right.
So you guys got to let us know if you
have
questions.
There would be nothing more depressing than to ask me anything and then nothing gets asked.
And then nobody wants to know anything.
Or if everything gets asked about Laura, in which case.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. As long as something is asked. So let us know if that's something that you'd be interested in and we'll set it up. And how does it work? It's like a chat, right?
Yeah, I'll actually explain it to you.
Right. I mean, it was my idea.
And then you will regret it for forever.
So let us know if that's something you're interested in. Other than that, we are going to get right into the stories that I have planned out thusly so far.
Let's do it. All right, Niners, you know that Laura Foy and I are the most social.
I'm very social.
Of any people you've ever met.
We are ridiculously social.
And you know this because I had only retweeted on Twitter for the better part of 6 months.
Right.
And now Microsoft is coming out with a new social experiment from what's called our Fuse Labs, the future of social engagement.
That's right. And yeah, they come out with pretty cool
social
stuff.
Experience. Yeah.
Social experience. So it's called Social.
Yeah, well, it's SO.CL, and everyone's like, oh, is that Sokol? Is that Sok? No, it's Social.
It's SoCal, yo, SoCali.
Yeah.
No.
Nope, not so much. And it's apparently an experiment in open search. Have you played around with it at all?
Do you say experiment and not experiment?
I do say experiment.
That would be wrong.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
will it really now?
Are we going to have an argument now? It's experiment. It's the short E, eh. Not E.
There's
not two E's, like experiment. It's experiment.
I would probably disagree with that.
I know you would, but you'd be wrong in doing so.
Okay, well, we'll allow the Niners to figure out what is the primary versus the secondary pronunciation.
Fine,
or
that's
pronunciation.
That's pronunciation,
well,
actually.
Let's get back on topic, because this is actually a very interesting
all
story
right
that we
all
have
right
here.
Fine.
So social is something that when you sign up for it, it's pretty easy to sign up. You can either sign up with your Windows Live ID or you can sign up with your Facebook account. And once you go in there, there is this whole environment where you can see feeds of interesting stories or interesting people searching about different things, and then you can curate those search results.
Right.
So that you can post things on there. So if I type in Laura Foy, for example, I'll see normal search results that I might see from something like Bing.
Right, like it'll show up IMDb, my Wikipedia,
right,
my Facebook.
Everything
all
that like most people have out there,
right,
like the IMDb stuff,
right,
totally everybody has that. And then what you can do is you can add to post, which essentially promotes it up to like this community gathered set of results.
Right. I mean, to me, it sounds similar, not an exact replica, of Pinterest.
Okay.
You know, where you search for, you know, children's room ideas or whatever, places to vacation to, and you get a cluster of collages and ideas that other people have sort of found interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's similar in that sort of mentality.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, the notion of pinning and posting are probably very similar. Pinning being like on Pinterest where you take pictures and you tag them or you pin them to your own feed, whereas on this you're posting it, so you're associating it with different terms. Now there are also for the things that are posted on the feeds, there are four actions you can take on it. You can comment, you can riff, you can tag, or you can share. So comment is where you just normally do like a textual comment.
Right.
Riff, I wasn't quite sure what that meant.
I'm assuming it's diss on it, right?
No, riffing.
This is lame, yo.
Riffing, you can do that, but it's actually a video comment that you can add to the feed. You can also tag it so you can associate what someone has searched for or a result with another topic. So if you wanted to associate something like Laura Foy or Paul Mestermaker mm-hmm. with a topic like Channel 9,
right.
you'd be able to do that. And then, of course, you can also share it, which means that you're not sharing it inside social, but you're sharing it outside on a social network like Facebook.
Very cool. And they also have a video party
yeah.
function. I thought this was cool. So you could, you know how normally if you find a video that's interesting, you send it to your friends or you post it on Facebook or whatever. Here you can actually watch it in real time with your friends, have a video party.
Yeah.
And chat about it. So you guys could all, theoretically, watch Ping together.
Oh, that would be so
and chat about
awesome.
It in real time.
So amazing and awesome.
It's like a big Ping party.
Yeah. When I first saw this, I thought it was going to be similar to like the Hangout feature on Google Plus, where like everyone's like video chatting.
Don't use Google Plus.
Yeah, nobody really, I think, that I know uses it. But the video party feature is pretty interesting because you can also have everybody start adding lots and lots of videos. So it's not just like watch one video,
right.
but you can actually queue up like a series of videos and you can join other people's streams.
You get stuck in that all day.
So there was like an LMFAO stream where there were like 70 people like jamming out to like all these LMFAO videos.
That's cool.
And then now one thing that I thought interesting though that they might have to switch this is that anybody who joins this party can then choose what the next video is going to be. So everyone can just keep saying play this one next, play this one next.
Right.
And you can actually see it like visually like animate into being the next video, but it's not like if I own the channel, like if I create the channel.
So is it
channel,
based on popular demand or
no,
whoever made the most recent recommendation?
Oh. It's the last in, first out.
Well, you know, it is an experiment, and just to be clear, this is not, according to the Futures Labs, put out there to compete with Facebook.
Absolutely
or
not.
Compete with or the other any of the other social networks. It's just an experiment where they're possibly testing out ideas for maybe to be used in other products.
Right.
Obviously, I could see a direct link with some sort of Bing search functionality. So it's if anyone wants to be like, I'll never leave Facebook for this, that's not the point of this.
Well, that would actually be a good intuition because like if they did say I'm leaving Facebook for this, they clearly didn't understand either of these platforms very well. Now, some things that you should keep in mind is whatever you do search for becomes affiliated with your profile in social. So, for example, whatever I search for actually gets shown in like an everything
right,
feed.
Right, like when I searched for Paul, it showed me everything Paul was searching for. So be careful.
Yeah.
Is there a way to disable that function?
I don't believe so. Right when you sign up, it says social does not automatically post your searches, comments, or likes to your Facebook stream unless you choose this option. But it does mean that your searches on social are viewable by other social users and will also be available to third parties. So whatever you do on this site is affiliated with whatever account you sign up for. So if you are using your Facebook account, that's likely very close to your real identity with your real friends. If you use your Windows Live account, you may want to, if you're really worried about privacy things, potentially sign up for another account and then experiment with it so you understand how people can actually view the data that's associated with you. But I think this is very interesting. I'm going to play around with it, and I hope Microsoft learns a lot during this experiment.
Like what you're searching for.
Yes. Next.
All right, Paul. So in years past, I have been known to cover a Microsoft competition called the Imagine Cup.
Imagine that.
Our good old friend Max Zuckerman has actually attended one of these with me. I think he went to Paris.
Yeah, he definitely went to Paris.
He did. He might have been in Korea. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I was drunk a lot. but anyway, so we have just announced that the worldwide finalists are announced for Magic Cup 2012, which will be in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, very nice.
So the thing about this competition is it's, for just a brief description, it's open, it's a college competition for various categories, or what's a better word here? Hold on.
Yeah,
we'll just go with categories.
Yeah, categories, or categories, as some people pronounce it.
And you enter, and so the things are like software design, Xbox game design, Windows Phone, and the categories have actually been incredibly updated from when I used to go, where there was categories like Windows Embedded CE.
Oh, really?
Right, and we used to have a video.
And I think when you first started covering this in the first year, it was like also printing presses and how they're affecting modern day society.
Yes, there was a photography category, there was a video category, which is I was a judge of one year, which is why I got to attend. Those categories have been eliminated.
And
now
did they have like the little black curtains when they're taking the pictures that go over the?
Yeah, they were silent movies.
Right,
as well.
Perfect.
Right, no color.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's some really great categories. You've got Game Design on the Phone, Windows Azure Challenge, IT Challenge, Kinect Fun Lab Challenge, Game Design for your Xbox, and the crown jewel, of course, would be Software Design. That's the major...
Right.
And the Magic Cup has grown. It's been going on for 10 years, and it's getting now an enormous amount of press. We've partnered with Coca-Cola. They've had news reports on, Good Morning America, The Today Show. They're really pumping this out. So what used to be relatively unknown... and still big, but not as big, student competition is now...
Yeah, this is becoming really quite mainstream.
A global, mainstream, impressive accredited event. So if you haven't entered this year and you are in the collegiate age, I suggest you get online and figure out how to enter next year, because the experience as a whole... as a whole is absolutely top-notch, incredible, and I highly recommend it to anyone who has the opportunity.
Plus, when you have $175,000 in cash prizes on the line, mm-hmm. and the ability to network with all sorts of influencers in the tech community and Microsoft executives and other students from all these different colleges all over the world,
right.
It's a fantastic opportunity to learn something new, like Microsoft technologies, to build something cool, and to show off what's possible with a few months to a couple years.
Absolutely.
Of effort.
Absolutely, and you get to go to Australia.
Well, this year, next year, who knows?
Who knows? Bigger and better.
Yeah, next year it could be some incredibly fun place like Redmond, Washington.
Dare to dream. Next. Our poll recently in a blog by Chris Clark, who is a program manager on the Windows User Experience team.
Boom.
Booyah. He is talking about the incredibly fast boot time on Windows 8 machines.
Yeah, Windows 8 machines, as we've shown and as has been featured on the Build blog, have just been apparently going so fast.
Yeah.
Being able to boot up so fast.
Equipped with a solid-state drive.
Yeah, the SSD drives are the ones that can boot. I mean, everything boots, I'm pretty sure, a little bit faster, but the SSD drives are just lightning fast. So fast that the guy on the experience team was like, you know what, it's actually going to be very hard in order to, in the rare case, you need to hit like F8 or F2 to go into some special boot menu. You only have like 200 milliseconds on some of the...
He said it might even be hard for gamers.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows gamers have the best fingers.
Yeah, I like how you still try and pitch yourself as a gamer, yet I'm sure I could beat you at basically any game.
This is not true.
Well, Scrabble and first-person shooters.
Scrabble, you have denied my requests. Because what did you say? You think I cheat? Because
you do cheat.
Baby, because
and
I win.
It's not
and
real Scrabble. It's Scrabble knockoffs. You do remember filming a Scrabble match where I destroyed you, right?
I don't know if destroyed was the word. I remember feeling bad for you.
Right.
And I didn't want to
beating
emasculate
you by over 10 to 20%. Anyway, Windows 8 boots quite fast, and we're doing some things for the people that really do want to have those boot options. So there are ways that you can either go in, I believe, through the BIOS, or hit like Shift Restart so that before you shut down Windows, you are able to schedule getting into this options menu.
I want to know how this is spun as a bad thing. It's almost like, oh, we have to do a workaround so we can, because it's too fast. This is amazing. I mean, I think me and some of my friends' biggest complaints about our PCs is like, it takes a little bit too long to boot up.
Yeah.
So now we've fix that problem, and yet people complain, well, no, it's too fast, and I can't get into my boot menu.
This is the epitome.
This is
the epitome of a hashtag humble brag. It's like, oh, well, we're just so fast now. Oh, I just can't believe
it. I like that. Yeah. I love that. So good.
I have another analogy, but it's probably not appropriate because it involves, never mind. All right, we're going to go on to the next story.
Paul, you a big fan of the game Minecraft?
I've actually never played it.
Back in the day? Really?
Never played it.
It's an older game.
Is it?
But it's very, very popular, and obviously it's been revived on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And apparently in the latest iteration, if you don't have an HD television,
right,
you can't play the split-screen multiplayer mode. It doesn't work on standard definition televisions. And they must not have had any standard definition televisions when they were doing their usability testing.
Yeah.
And so this got past us and we didn't know.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And then people got the game and they're like, what's up? I can't go split screen. This isn't working. So you know what we're doing, Paul?
What are we doing?
Microsoft.
Are we just screwing them? We're just taking their money and running.
Full refund.
All 1,600 Microsoft points.
Or $20. So if you've bought the game prior to the new notification, because now there's a big notice on the box that says, hey, you don't have the right TVs, this is going to work for you.
Right.
Buyer be warned. So if you bought it before that, they'll give you a full refund, which I think is great because I've personally.
But it's not everybody. It's people with standard definition television, right? Like, I think they have to basically say, I'm not going to play this game, and then they get the points back. It's not like I had an HDTV and I wasn't warned about it, and therefore I can get the money back.
Well, do you think they're going to make people prove that they don't own an HDTV?
No,
how would you go about proving that?
I have no idea.
Right.
But the way that you made it sound was it's like anybody before this date was just going to get money back and they can keep playing the game.
And you're eligible.
Right.
You can get money back. We're not shipping off $20 to everybody who bought the game. But if you go and say, hey, my game doesn't work on my TV, look, I bought it before this date, you'll get a refund.
Boom.
Booyah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Now, I think I probably should play Minecraft because I've seen it a ton on Reddit, which we may be on.
Yeah, we will.
And it'd be good just to know how many thousands of hours I need to spend to make something cool in the game.
Okay. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. We're going to call it quits for now, but we'll be back. But will you be here next week?
No, I will be at a wedding in Michigan next week.
Great.
Yep.
Great. And you tell me about this now.
I do, right? Actually, I probably told you about that 2 hours before the show.
When are we going to do our,
how about we try and do a Skype now that we own Skype? Maybe we can try and do a Skype episode.
We can do that. We can try that.
Yeah.
It'll be weird not having you right next to me.
I know, right? Because this is the love episode. And the next episode is going to be 12 squared, 144.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
man.
Exciting.
That is exciting.
That's exciting.
Oh.
In the meantime, follow me at Elfoy.
And at Paul Mest, or facebook.com/PaulMestemaker, or paulmestemaker.com/blog.
And let us know if you want us to do an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, because I will start preparing my lives now.
That would be perfect. All right, we'll see you guys.